tomorrow coming up is the Rissa K. Lambert What You Do Matters virtual Chicago event. It's a fundraiser for the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, and obviously they're doing it online this year rather than in person. On a phone line now is Mally Rutkoff, who will be there speaking. Mally, welcome to the WGN Radio.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I appreciate you coming on. The featured speaker is this guy named Derek Black, who has quite a story. He was, he was a white supremacist. He grew up in a white supremacist family. He goes to a liberal college, I think it was in Florida somewhere, and did this surreptitious white supremacist radio program that no one knew about, and then sort of saw the light and turned away from all of that. He'll be speaking about his understanding and the teachings of race and race ideologies and the anti-Semitic beliefs and ways to avoid that. So that's the headliner. You will be speaking as well. But I'm interested, Mally, because you are the child of Holocaust survivors, correct?
I am. Both my parents were survivors.
That's fantastic that they survived and brought you here to the U.S. But what's it going to be like for you, even though you're not sharing an actual stage, but to share a virtual stage with someone who was professed anti-Semitic?
Well, I can tell you I've just completed reading the book about him called Rising Out of Hatred by Eli Saslow. And it reviews his journey from being a white nationalist prodigy to realizing that there are other people in life that he's hurt and he should consider. And so I'm very drawn by his story, and it's a story of how hate can hurt families, communities, and entire nations. And my parents were the victims of the kind of hate that happened set more than 75 years ago. They were liberated 75 years ago, and they're an example of what destruction hate can have on communities and families and individuals.
Derek Blake certainly was, Black was doing that long before the Holocaust. So you may well have been a victim.
No, he's been doing it since the Holocaust.
Right, that's what I mean. So, I mean, you may well have been a victim of Derek Black's anti-Semitism.
Well, all people are victims. Jews are victims by anti-Semitism, but hate affects everyone. And the museum was created with the notion of taking the lessons from hate, from destruction, and particularly from the Holocaust, and providing a learning opportunity for people who can walk through their doors or who can see it by viewing all their teachings through the internet.
How has your life been, kind of a hard question to answer, but being raised in a home of Holocaust survivors, I would imagine, had a profound impact on you, and probably you were raised in a way different than your neighbors.
Well, I grew up in Skokie. I was born here in the United States.
So maybe not different than your neighbors.
Well, no, I grew up in a survivor community in Skokie, and I now as an adult realize the resilience that community taught us by being able to come with. My mother lost her parents and siblings in the concentration camps. My father protected his family in hiding and lost a brother in the resistance armies. And they were able to piece together lives. They were only 22 at the time they were liberated. But they had no home, no country, a tremendous loss of family, and struggled to find a place in a country that would take them in.
And I'm glad that they did. This event tomorrow is free. You have to register, but of course, donations are encouraged as well. How do people find more information about it?
I encourage them to go to the museum's website, which is ushmm.org, and the registration button will be there. It is easy to register. It's going to be a great event. And even if they can't watch it at noon, by being registered, a link will be sent to them with the program after the program airs.
It's important, too, that people take part in this because this isn't the traditional way to raise money, and I would imagine that the cause has been hurt by this pandemic.
The support is critical. The museum is on the mall in Washington, D.C., and we need to support it. It is not funded in any way by the government and is funded through private support. But what's really critically important is the amount of hate that is circulating around us now, and the lessons that the museum works every day to fight against hate and destruction.
Mally Rutkoff, thank you very much for joining us and for sharing your story. We certainly appreciate that.
Steve, thanks for having me on, and thanks for thinking about the survivors, the liberators, and the victims today.
Best of luck to you and all of yours.